Hi, and welcome to the Imaginal Podcast. This is a place that protects and explores what we need to actualize our uniqueness. And like the caterpillar, who carries its butterfly blueprint in its imaginal cells all the way to the chrysalis, and then melts into liquid before it transforms, we too have an inner knowing that can tell us how to make our wings. And here's your host, life coach and consultant, Lori Sauce, who goes most commonly by her nickname, Sauce.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is Sauce. How's your week going? I hope that life is treating you well. I'm definitely sending you all my blessings. I've been thinking about all of you so much. Today, we are continuing our series on being coached from afar. If you're just joining us, we started this series in episode 124, so you can head back to that episode and go in chronological order if you are interested in taking this step by step. And last week, I did a quick recap, so you can head to that episode in case you want to see sort of what the trajectory of this whole series is going for. Today, we're going to continue on these short snippets of things to think about, really focused questions where I'm not trying to bite off too much material at one time, but just give you one thing to think about. Because I think that sometimes when we have too much to think about, it's harder to apply it right away because we're thinking about so many things. So this week, what we're going to focus in on is how does our culture affect your pursuit? And by that, I mean, we live in an evaluative culture in many ways, right? There's social media. Do you like something? Do you not like it? Do you love it? I always find it to be a little bit funny when you're deciding whether you like or love somebody's picture of their birthday party. And we're sort of subconsciously or consciously evaluating things all the time or being evaluated. And that goes with Yelp reviews and all kinds of feedback, which is necessary in so many ways and holds a lot of meaningful vitality. But I think it can also sometimes keep us from trying to express ourselves to our fullest capacity because maybe there's a fear that we'll be judged or criticized or marked in a lower way. And that's so hard, you know? That can feel so attacking or disruptive, or it can feel really invasive. And so I think it's very, very important that we're resourced and that because we live in an evaluative culture, that you have people or someone whom you can come home to and that you can make a mistake or you could try something or you could throw some metaphorical spaghetti against the wall and see if it sticks. And if it doesn't, you can still come home to that person and go, no, that didn't work. So now what should I try? Or I tried to hit that note when I was singing and I missed it, but I'm still lovable. I'm still here and we are still okay, you know, because otherwise it can be too lonely and we can feel like we have to be so perfect and we can be judging ourselves left and right and back and front and worried and then quitting and then shutting it down once again. And the theme I keep talking about is shutting it down. But no, if you want to do this, you have not only the right to do it, but you have reason to, and we need you. I think it's such a shame. And why I started this whole podcast in the first place is that when we are not allowed to be ourselves, I think that strips the world of so much beauty and so much vitality and so much life and love. On the opposite side of things, if we can all bring ourselves in freedom in the fullest ways, what a difference that would make. You know, think of all the people who have hidden talents and who are just sitting on these like really cool ideas, but fear or shame or judgment, they can be so aggressive. So we need resource. We need those people who can shelter us from that one comment or that one a thumbs down on YouTube or the smaller amount of likes or whatever it is that we decide we're measuring ourselves up against and whatever we think has the right to tell us if we can or cannot do something, which is ridiculous, by the way. If we can have the resource to know that we're okay no matter what, and that this whole pursuit does not ride on one moment, then you're going to be great and it's going to be so cool. So who can you go to for a resource? And I think that could be a friend or a family member or a therapist or a coach or a community. It could be someone on social media, anyone, or a group of people. Who can you go to for a resource because of this evaluative culture that seems so daunting, but really, really doesn't have to be? Think about all the bad notes. Think about all the crappy poems. Think about all of the things that people have done in their art pursuits, or all the times that people have made mistakes. That never has the right to erase someone, or never has the right to keep you from starting. So today, are you resourced? And if not, you can get some support. So maybe ideate, where could you find this? Or how could you nurture those relationships and bring what you're doing to that space? If you want to connect with me, I'm on Instagram at Lori Sasse. It's LORISASE, or my website, lorisasse.com. And I am always thinking of you. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I will see you next time. Because we live in evaluate, because we live in an eval, oh my gosh, I'm putting this in the bloopers.